The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Neal Clinic Chiropractor.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Friday. And I feel good because I got you. Dr. Ben McMillan is in the house with Neal Chiropractic. Good morning, Ben. Dr. Ben, yeah. I should say.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on again this morning, Meg. Always a good morning when we get to start with a little James Brown. That song will get me going every time.
Well, he knows I love that song. That's a Georgia anthem right there. So.
Yeah, we have our differences on the Georgia alum. But the no. Good morning. Always a pleasure to be on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I love being up here. And like Meg said, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm a chiropractor and the owner of the Neal Clinic. We're located over on Creighton Road, right across the street from the Walmart. I'm up here this morning to talk to you about what chiropractic care can do to help you in your life. But one of my most favorite things about doing this show is when you guys that are out there listening can interact and ask your questions. So if you're out there driving around and listening to the show and you've got a question that you wanted an answer to, do me a favor, send us in a text message. Meg, what's the number they can send those
to? You can send it to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. I've got my eyes on the text inbox. So we can always get right to your questions.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's always great when, you know, I can help you guys that are out there listening make this show practical for you. That's what I really enjoy doing because I can talk chiropractic all day. I do that all day, every day anyway. So let's get into it. What are we going to get into today? Meg was asking me this morning and I said, I want to talk about something called the Florida 14-day rule because unfortunately, that came into our clinic. Had another experience with that, so I have to educate everybody on this thing.
And I've never heard of this. I'm very curious as to what this is all about.
Sure. It's it involves auto accidents.
Oh.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, there's a law in Florida that says if you do not seek medical care within 14 days for the injury sustained for that auto accident, you're no longer covered under your auto policy for that, which is what should cover you for these injuries. And unfortunately, I had a gentleman that came in about 2 weeks ago, and he had been in an accident. It was 15 days prior, 15, 16 days, something like that prior. And he had actually gone to his doctor, his primary care, within that 14 days, but didn't mention anything about the car accident. They didn't treat it. They didn't document it. And it wasn't, he didn't go for that. He just had a normal checkup. And he said, no, I went to my primary care. Well, it turned out that's not exactly what happened. That 14-day rule, if you don't get treated for those injuries, he's no longer covered. And unfortunately, he had a pretty significant shoulder injury. His car was down. He had to wait to get some transportation. And by the time he finally got around to coming into our office, it was too late. And now he's going to have to pay out of pocket or with his health insurance to get this surgery. He's going to have a surgical procedure on his arm.
So I'm curious then, what you're saying is even though he went to his primary doctor, mm-hmm. within the 14-day period, you have to get the treatment within that period as well to have it covered?
You have to have it documented that you were there for the auto accident injury.
Gotcha.
And a lot of doctor's offices, a lot of primary care offices don't even want to deal with these auto accident cases. There is a lot of paperwork that goes into this stuff. I've got a whole team at the clinic that's what they deal with. They're putting together these claims. They have to submit specific forms within a certain amount of time every time you come into our clinic. And it really is. It's a pain. But our team is really good at doing this stuff. But that's why a lot of the primary care offices won't even treat you for the auto accidents. You need to go to an urgent care, to an emergency room, sometimes initially. You can come directly to the chiropractic clinic. We're portal of entry doctors. You don't have to have a referral to get in to see a chiropractor. That's one of the best things about us is, you know, we are a specialist in that we are, you know, here to help treat joints, the spine, the neck, the knees, hips, any joint really. But you don't have to have a referral from your primary care doctor for your insurance to cover that. Same thing with the auto accidents. You don't have to go somewhere before you can come and see me. So if you go to your primary care doctor and you say, hey, I was in a car accident. Can you help me? And they say, hey, we don't deal with this stuff. Give the clinic a call. Make sure you're seen within that 14 days because it's not a, it's not a soft policy. It's like, it was a weekend on the day 13 and 14. You have to wait till Monday. No, the insurance companies don't care. They will cut you off at that 14 days And that's the law in Florida. They're not responsible for covering those injuries anymore.
I do have someone that just texted in. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question for Dr. Ben, 850-437-1620. Here's the question. I was in an accident on Monday and I'm having neck pain, but I've been nervous about having my neck cracked with the level of pain that I'm in. Is there anything else chiropractors can do that might help me with my pain? And that's from Robert.
Sure. And that's a pretty common sentiment. You know, you've just been in a car accident. Sometimes the pain doesn't happen initially. Like, you know, you're in this accident. Hopefully, Meg, you haven't been in any car accidents, but if you've been in one, I see this a lot at the clinic. Adrenaline's up, you know, you're concerned. You kind of take that initial inventory of your body. Okay, just heard the slamming into the back of my car. Maybe airbags deployed. There's dust everywhere. You get out, you make sure nothing's broken, that you're not bleeding, you know, that, hey, I'm still thinking a little foggy. You may not hurt initially because of all that adrenaline rush, and you've got so much else going on. How am I going to get the police? How am I going to get my car fixed? There's a lot going on in your mind. The next 2 or 3 days typically is when you start to notice, hey, I'm really having difficulty sleeping. Hey, I'm back at work, but sitting at my computer screen, I'm getting headaches. This stuff didn't used to happen, and I think it's because of this car accident. And people are. They're a little hesitant. When you think about chiropractic and joint manipulations, a lot of people think of those manual adjustments where we bend your neck and kind of pop those joints to get them moving again. And that is an effective way to get the joints to heal properly, to make sure that they're moving in the right way. But again, a lot of people have apprehension about that because they're saying, hey, my neck is stiff. It hurts to move it. You're going to do this and I'm going to feel more pain. And so they just don't go. Well, at the Neil Clinic, what I use is a style of instrument-assisted adjusting, something called the activator method of adjusting. And it's a small handheld tool that accomplishes the same goal as the manual adjustments. We're trying to move the joints in the direction that they're supposed to. You know, joint dysfunction for you is going to feel like pain. So when you're in the clinic, I'm going to press on your back and your neck and say, hey, I'm feeling for this joint dysfunction. It doesn't feel like this is moving the way it should. Does this hurt to you? And you're going to, most of the time they say, yeah, it hurts right there. And those are the joints that are dysfunctional, that aren't moving the right way, and they're not in the right position. So we try and realign them with those manipulations, whether that's using my hand or the instrument. When we use instrument-assisted adjusting, the surface area that we apply the force to is significantly smaller than what I would use with my hand, right? It's about the size of the tip of your pinky. So instead of displacing enough force with my entire hand, I'm using a much smaller area. So I don't have to use as much force. So it's a lot more gentle. I don't have to bend and twist your body in different positions, which again can be uncomfortable if you've just been in a car accident. You know, you may not want to rotate to the left and look up, or, you know, these things are admittedly going to be uncomfortable for you just because of the nature of your injury. So that's one of the things that we can do that really, eases the discomfort the patient is in while also making sure that they're heading towards recovery and making sure that those joint injuries are handled in an appropriate timeline, because that's the biggest thing. We have a certain window of opportunity to get these joints to heal properly. And if they don't, you're going to start to form scar tissue. That joint range of motion may never fully return. And that's on the softer side of the injuries, right? The typical injuries from these car accidents are a whiplash injury, right? Your head kind of comes forward and back and it stretches out those ligaments, those small muscles in your neck or your lower back. And that's if it's a low speed accident. The greater injury, the more substantial injuries can happen when you have a disc injury. The discs that are in between the vertebra, you can rupture those discs and those compress on nerves, and that will cause significantly more severe symptoms where maybe you're having symptoms down your arms, radicular symptoms like numbness or pain, or maybe it's in your lower back and you're getting that shooting pain down your legs. A lot of people will refer to it as sciatic pain. Those kinds of things are pretty common from car accidents just because of the amount of force that is applied to your body when you're hit by another automobile. The other things that we do are all palliative treatment therapies where we're trying to reduce the local inflammation in and around those joints. You know, if you go see your primary care or the emergency room, they're probably going to say, you know, all right, is anything broken? Let's scan, make sure there's no broken bones. If you're not having any internal bleeding, you don't have any broken bones, their job at the emergency room is pretty much done. They're going to send you home with some sort of anti-inflammatory and probably some sort of muscle relaxer. And that's really it. And then they'll say, hey, follow up with us in 6 or 8 weeks if you're still hurting, or go see your primary care doctor if you're still having these symptoms. most people are going to continue to have symptoms after that because, you know, just because nothing is broken doesn't mean you don't have soft tissue injuries. That's exactly what chiropractors do. We are experts in non-surgical spine and joint injury recovery. Now, when we talk about injuries, it can be from something traumatic like a car accident, but it can also be things like daily stressors like poor posture, repetitive activities, things like that. I treat a ton of nurses. They're on their feet all the time. They have to lift patients, roll them in beds, and a lot of times these are people that have just had surgery themselves, and those patients can't help you move them, and they have joint and back injuries that we really help them recover from. That's what chiropractors do. Now, these therapies that we're talking about using different forms of E-stem therapy. So electrical stimulation, where we put pads on your back that pass a weak electric current through there to help bring in blood flow and reduce that inflammatory response. We also use a class 4 medical laser. Patients love this thing. It uses a concept called photobiomodulation.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That sounds complicated.
Yeah, that's a mouthful, isn't it? You ever heard of that?
No, that's almost Pensacon-ish.
Yeah, PBM is the I don't know acronym for it, but photobiomodulation is the concept of using light to affect the way that your cells or your body heals and how it works.
That sounds very gentle to me.
It's really, really a comfortable thing. It feels like a warm massage is really all you're going to feel because the light has to be strong enough to penetrate deep enough to these ligaments, to these muscles, to these injured discs and nerves. So it's a pretty strong laser light. But it is just light. It doesn't hurt. You know, when we start talking about electrical stimulation and laser therapies, people get a little concerned.
The nervousness.
None of this stuff hurts. And it's targeted local anti-inflammatory and pain reduction modalities. When you take these medications, what happens is there's a lot of side effects and there's no way to tell the body, hey, I only hurt my neck. You know, my elbow's fine. Just work here in my neck medicine. That's not the way it works. These are systemic medicines that come with a litany of side effects. You can't take them for a long amount of time. A lot of them make you drowsy. You may not be able to work at some capacity. You know, I'm treating right now a truck driver, and he can't take these medications and do his job. He has to rely on things like these laser therapies, like using ice packs. That's what the biggest benefit is we know where the injuries are, and those are the areas that we really work on.
Very good. So interesting. Dr. Ben McMillan is here with Neil Clinic on Pep Talk this morning. If you just joined us, Pensacola's expert panel. Clearly he is an expert on helping us feel better. If you have a question for him, feel free to text it in. I thought that was a great answer, and thank you for texting in, Robert. The number to text your question, 850-437-1620.
One other thing I wanted to touch on today. You know, after the initial joint injury, we're getting the joints to move in the way they should. Joint motion's restored. Pain is coming back down. You know, you're returning to life at a more normal speed that you're used to. Now we need to start with rehab exercises. And this is one thing that I see a lot. Immediately when anybody, and admittedly myself as well, if you start to have something abnormal, what do? You know, oh, my neck hurts. We get on our phones, we get on the computer, and we type in neck pain. What can I do to help?
WebMD.
Yeah, Dr. Google, WebMD. You know, and you're going to get the litany of, hey, is this just a headache because you're dehydrated, or do you have a tumor? I mean, there's
a brain tumor.
Exactly. And that's why it's really important to make sure you're seeing your medical providers, because we know the difference between, hey, is this something caused by a tumor, or do you need to drink more water or make sure you're eating a little better foods? You know, is this a blood sugar issue? But one thing that I specifically want to talk about are these exercises. You know, when you look up exercises for neck pain, you're going to get thousands of results of all sorts of different exercises, everything from, you know, boxers that have this device, you know, attached to their head with a weight at the end of it that they're lifting and using these, like, you know, pretty extreme exercises to strengthen their neck, to something very, very gentle where you're just applying pressure with your hand to your neck and try not to move. And how do you know which exercises are right for you just based on a web search? The problem is you don't. When do you start doing these exercises? How much resistance? How many reps? How many sets of these things? It's extremely difficult to know with your, you know, just by a quick Google search, what your condition is and which exercises and when to start them. And I see this all the time. Patients come in and say, hey, I started doing this exercise. I was doing this move that I saw online and it's really hurting. You know, should I stop doing that? And Meg, you'd be shocked how much of my job is, hey, if it hurts, stop doing that. You know, when I twist my head this way, it really, really bothers me.
Don't twist it that way. Yeah,
exactly. Let's stop doing that. Step one, let's take that move away.
Right.
But these rehab exercises are a great part of your rehabilitation to becoming healthy again. But making sure you time them properly and that you're doing the right exercises for your injury are the second component of that. And that's what we'll do at the clinic. We'll take you through this rehab protocol where we have you doing a specific targeted exercise. We're going to make sure that you can perform it safely and properly in the clinic. Then I'm going to send you an email with pictures and videos on how to do this stuff and the recommended sets and reps. Because making sure that we're taking care of our body and, you know, if it's your lower back, we're going to work a lot of core. We're going to work on your hips. But just because you see an exercise or a stretch on the internet that says it's going to heal your back pain, that doesn't mean that it's for your condition, you know, and sometimes you can make this stuff a lot worse by doing these things that you're seeing because it's an exercise for a condition that you don't have or that is so much different than what you're supposed to be doing. You know, back pain can come in flexion or extension, bias back pain. And sometimes back pain, we want you to bend forward like you're going to touch your toes, and that will really provide you a lot of relief. But in that scenario, bending backwards is really, really painful for those patients and can aggravate the symptoms and can make it a lot worse. Well, there's also a scenario where bending backwards is what's going to make your symptoms way better. Both of those exercises are online, and you'll see websites that say, hey, this is the one that will cure all of your aches and pains. It'll stop that pain down your leg. Just do this 3 times a day for a minute, and you're fine. That's not the reality. There's more that goes into it. So make sure if you are having back pain, before you start doing any of those stretches or exercises that a friend told you about or that you saw on TikTok or Instagram, make sure you're checking with your chiropractor, your physical therapist, your primary care doctor before you just jump in and try and treat these injuries by yourself. Because that's a big thing that I see a lot. Yeah, I Googled this and now it's significantly worse. One of the other big things that you can do if you do want to start to heal any kind of injury, any kind of joint injury today, is using ice. I know it's cool out there right now, but using those ice packs for 10 to 15 minutes on and at least 30 minutes off will help start to reduce that local inflammatory response. And I get patients all the time that say, hey, I really like heat a lot better. It's a lot more comfortable. And I get it. It really is. Those seat warmers in the car feel great. And going to the freezer, especially on a day like today where it's pretty chilly out there, you know, no one's really excited about going to the freezer and grabbing those ice packs, but I promise you they work. I have people come in every day and ask, hey, can we get another one of those ice packs? I started using this. Now my husband wants one. He's stealing mine all the time. We sell these ice packs. I give an ice pack away to every one of my new patients. They're clay on the inside. They're fabric on the outside. These are the best ice packs you'll find because they don't get hard. It's not like sitting on a bag of ice. It's not like one of those blue ice packs for your kid's lunchbox. These things are designed to be used on your body, and they don't get that cold by design. They don't stay that cold for that long by design. You can, you know, if you happen to fall asleep on this thing, it's okay, because prolonged cold exposure is not good as well. That's how you get frostbite, right? If you're out walking barefoot in the snow,
right,
you're going to lose those feet eventually. And so I wouldn't want you keeping, you know, just a bag of ice on your back or your neck for hours at a time. It's going to cause tissue injury. But that's why we use this clay polymer, that it's not going to stay that cold for that long. The body heat's going to transfer into that clay ice pack and it warms up some. They don't get that cold, which is another really good part of them.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because so often I hear the argument over heat or ice, especially when you first injure yourself.
Sure.
So what is your recommendation?
I'm a big believer in using ice. Ice will never make things worse. You know, truthfully, the research says that sometimes heat, sometimes ice is good. And there's also something called contrast therapy where we're using heat and then followed up by ice. The issue with that is if I tell you can use heat or ice, most people are just going to go with the heat because it's a lot more comfortable than using ice packs. But the reality of the situation is that you can make some conditions worse by using those heating pads. We talked about tissue injury having an inflammatory response, right? It's going to cause inflammation, right? Have you ever sprained an ankle? Seen anybody sprain an ankle before?
My foot, yes.
Yeah, it swells up, right?
Swells up right away.
That's that natural inflammatory response from your body. It's just very easy to see in your ankle because there's not a lot of body tissue around there. But when you're having these injuries like whiplash or a disc herniation or something, your body's responding with inflammation around that area of injury. It does that anytime you have tissue injury. Yeah.
Okay, we've got a question about this subject. My kids love going to Sky Zone, but afterwards they sometimes complain about back pain. Is rest and ice the best for them, or is there any stretches that you recommend? What's the best fix?
I can't tell you how many kids I've seen come from those trampoline parks. They look like a blast, but boy, do they! You can definitely have some injuries from those things. That's one of those industries, kind of like those axe throwing places. I'm shocked that they're still around and they just haven't phased out.
I won't even go in there.
Yeah, with injury history. Anytime that they're sore or achy, use some ice on there. You know, they're jumping around on those trampolines. They're landing on their backs, their knees, their shoulders. And if they're sore after that, about 10 minutes of ice and making sure that they rest the next day to kind of take it easy is what I would definitely recommend. Like I was saying with the ankle sprains, with that inflammation, inflammation's got the word flame in it. You don't want to heat that stuff up. You can actually make it a little worse by using heating pads, right? Meg, when you had that sprained ankle and, I don't know, maybe you went to primary care, what'd they tell you? They say, hey, make sure and jump in the hot tub, or they say, keep some ice on this thing. Let's reduce that inflammatory response. You're going to feel a whole lot better.
Is there a medication, for example, for that as kids, an over-the-counter, a children's medication or something that might help with the pain? Or is it better to just not take that? What are your thoughts?
Taking the medications, if it's significant, if it's an injury and it's significant, is okay. That's what those are for. If it's, hey, I'm a little achy after jumping around at the trampoline park, every time they go to these things, those medications take a toll on your kidneys, your liver, the lining of your stomach. It's not great to take those. The big benefit about using the ice pack, no side effects. Mm. You can use the ice pack 10 times a day. As long as you're making sure and taking at least a half an hour break behind it, you're not going to have any side effects. It doesn't tax your kidney. It's not bad for your liver. Like taking these medications every time you have these aches or pains. I mean, on the back of these medications, it says don't take for more than 3 to 4 days without seeing your doctor. Does anybody listen to that? Probably not. But there's, I mean, again, look at the side effects on those things. I mean, internal bleeding, kidney failure, like those are real things that happen. Those aren't just make-believe. Like if you're taking these medications on a daily basis, that's not the way you should be treating these injuries. You need to be doing something else and getting those joint injuries taken care of. So I definitely recommend getting those kids on an ice pack afterwards. Just like, with the Super Bowl past, I'm a big sports fan. Do you ever see these athletes after they go and they play a big game? What do? They have these big things of ice wrapped all over their shoulder.
Ice baths.
I'm a big fan of the ice baths. I get in those things, those cold plunges. It really helps your body decrease that inflammation.
Okay, we have about a minute left. How can folks get in touch with you, make an appointment,
sure.
Your website, all that kind of good information?
Yeah, at neilclinic.com, nealclinic.com. You can sign up for your new patient appointment. You can schedule appointments through the website. You can give us a call at 850-479-2700, and Janet will get you on our schedule. The consultations are always free. Unfortunately, not every injury is a chiropractic injury or a chiropractic case. Just yesterday, I had to tell a gentleman that came in, and he had had an MRI and had had some pretty bad back pain. And unfortunately, I had to send him out to a surgeon's office because there was nothing, you know, he was past the point of chiropractic care being able to help him. But that consultation is always free because that's my time to really tell you if your case is a chiropractic case that I think I can help you with. Or if I need to send you to a different type of doctor, I'll refer you out where you need to go. Meg, thanks so much for having me on again today.
Thank you so much. Been with Dr. Ben McMillan this morning from the Neil Clinic. I think I might need an appointment. Have a great weekend. Put some ice on it, as they say.
Oh, yeah.